God, may your Holy Spirit touch our minds and hearts as we hear your message of hope and faith and love. And we ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. An unusual star in the quiet night sky, viewed by Gentiles staring at the heavens. What was it like for the mysterious wise men from the east to gaze at the star of the Nativity? With the appearance of the Christmas star this winter, we may feel we have some idea what they may have felt in that moment. My youngest son and I stood outside and gazed at this astrological phenomenon, as perhaps some of you may have done the same. Now, whether the star the wise men saw was Jupiter and Saturn coming together or something else, what we do know is that God gave them a celestial sign that would guide them to discover Christ. The visit of the Magi to Christ is an epiphany, a revelation, an appearance, a manifestation of God on earth, and not just for the Jews. St. Matthew doesn't tell us how the wise men knew this star meant the birth of a king who would rule the world. Now, if they were from Babylon, they may have known about the prophet Daniel's prophecy of the coming Son of Man who would rule the world. Based on their expensive gifts, they may have been from a royal priestly order. These wise men were astrologers who discovered a heavenly sign that pointed to the birth of a future king. And it's just like God to meet them where they are in life, disrupt their routine, and set them in motion on a journey of discovery that will lead to new life. God, a lot of times, uses ordinary means, ordinary situations to reveal His extraordinary presence in our lives. God uses His creation, a star, to reveal the birth of His Son. But deeper knowledge of God and His Son comes from Holy Scripture. And strangely, it would be through Herod, who is against God and His kingdom coming and His Son, that will illuminate these Gentiles from the east about the Messiah. Herod summons the chief priests and scribes of the people and asks them where the Messiah was to be born. They quote Scripture, the words of the prophets Micah and Samuel. Micah says, "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days." And Samuel says, "For some time while Saul was king over us, it was you who led out Israel and brought it in. The Lord said to you, 'It is you who shall be my shepherd of my people Israel. You shall be ruler over all Israel.'" It's God's action. God's action, the guiding star, the guiding words of God spoken through the prophets that lead the wise men to Bethlehem, to the baby Jesus, the Messiah. Now, isn't it ironic that the Jewish chief priests and scribes do nothing to seek Jesus? They are the experts of Holy Scripture, yet they, along with Herod, do nothing. Understanding Scripture isn't enough. Herod and all of Jerusalem respond to Jesus' coming in fear. Now, it's pretty understandable why Herod would be afraid. All who enjoy power through the systematic evil of oppression and exploitation should fear the power and presence of God and his kingdom broken in through Jesus Christ's birth. But why the rest of Jerusalem? Those who align themselves with the powers of this world also have reason to fear. And the weak and the oppressed would also be afraid of what turmoil a rival king would mean for their lives. Herod hypocritically tells the Magi he wants to worship Jesus. But we know from Matthew's gospel that he only desires to kill this baby. It's the Gentile wise men that respond to God's action. Following God, worshiping Him is more than just worship on Sunday. Following God involves action. It involves change. Amazing thing about Jesus is that He accepts us just as we are. But He loves us enough to not keep us just where we are. Any encounter with Christ is an encounter with a change within. As baptized believers of Jesus Christ, we have been enlightened to follow Christ. We've been transformed by Jesus Christ, no longer people of the world, living in it, but not a part of it. Through God's grace in Jesus, who entered into our world, we are empowered to act, empowered to follow the signs that God gives us, the star to Bethlehem. This Sunday on Epiphany of our Lord, we are reminded that God indeed fulfills His promises. God has made known His presence in the Incarnation. Through a star and Holy Scripture, the manifestation of God comes. And it comes to all. God's salvation comes to all people from a child born by humble means in Bethlehem. The Magi journey to Bethlehem in response to God's invitation of salvation. Their response is a fulfillment of the pilgrimage of all nations to God. To confess that Jesus is the Messiah or Christ is to confess that the reality of God's salvation for all people has begun. Though Jesus was born a Jew, He was for all people. And through Christ, He tears down the walls of race and culture that divide us. He tears down the walls of hate. Misunderstanding. In Christ, there is community, there is fellowship with others. And like the Magi, we are called to act, not just to hear the Word of God. We are called to follow. We are called to follow the light of the world, Jesus Christ, and look at others, especially those who are different from us, as if we look into the face of Christ. For God's grace, His favor, His acceptance of us through Jesus Christ always involves change. A change in us, which sparks us to movement, to action. Matthew says, on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These were appropriate gifts for Jesus, whose name means the Lord saves. Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. Emmanuel, God is with us. Gold was appropriate for the King of Kings. Frankincense and myrrh were expensive gum resins found not in Palestine. These are costly gifts. These are gifts that would come from the wealthy, perhaps even kings. Frankincense was used in temple worship by the priest, a fitting gift for our divine high priest, our Lord. In Isaiah 66, gold and frankincense are mentioned as gifts of homage that the Gentiles will place before the God of Israel. And myrrh was used in embalming and foreshadows Jesus' death on the cross. All of these gifts are signs that point to Jesus as the Messiah, the King, the Son of God. Signs are important. Signs can remind us of who and whose we are. And yes, the cross is a sign that does just that. The cross is a sign to Christians that says Jesus Christ, God incarnate, is in power. Follow Him, for He is Jesus, our Lord. At our baptism, we have been named and claimed, and you have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. We are God's children, heirs to the promises of God, people of the way. Matthew says, and having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another road, which in the Greek could be translated by another way. As people of the way, Jesus Christ calls us to a road of righteousness. He calls us to action. He calls us to worship our Lord by living out our faith in word and action. The manifestation of the incarnation didn't end with the Magi going home. The Gentiles went home as signs, as witnesses to the birth of Christ. Their lives were changed forever. They were now people of the way. And the manifestation of Jesus Christ continues today. Jesus' story of salvation to all people, His story of God's mighty works in Christ Jesus continue. God's story isn't finished. All the pages have not been written yet. God continues to come into the lives of those who are seeking the light. Through His Son, He gets our attention, disrupts our lives, and moves us on the path that leads to eternal life. It is a path that will involve sacrifice, but it will be a path that will end in abundant, purposeful life. It is a life of never-ending love that sets us in motion with joyful anticipation. It moves us out of our comfort zones and into the unknown, where we encounter the crucified, risen Jesus Christ in our lives. And so may this new year be filled with God's blessings, new opportunities to serve our neighbor, and new epiphanies where we encounter Christ. Amen.